Hi guys, it's Rachel.
And it's Megan.
And you're listening to The Daily Dish in 30 Rock in New York City.
We have an exciting interview later in this episode.
We do.
We talked to Kristen Doty. I was really pleasantly surprised by how great she was.
Yes, I agree. And we didn't just talk to Kristen.
Oh, yes. Her handsome boyfriend was here.
Very handsome.
Carter. May have heard of him.
Yeah. His beard was on point.
We found out why he didn't participate in drag.
Right. And we found out what it's like to date such a beautiful man.
Right.
Because we have no idea. We apologize to both of our significant
ones. Yeah. But first, a word from our sponsor. Yay.
Today's episode is brought to you by Candy Burris's Sex Dungeon. Does it exist?
That may or may not exist.
Right, we don't know.
We don't have proof. But we would be remiss to not talk about the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I feel like everything has sort of been leading up to this confrontation,
mm-hmm.
and somehow Carney Wilson was involved.
Oh my God, all I want is for her to become a Real Housewife of Beverly Hills.
I just want her to come to the office and bring her cheesecakes.
Oh my God, I know. I was like, I watched it during lunch and I was like, this was a mistake.
I mean, I feel like we could jump into the confrontation.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to comment on Ken Todd crying. Just, like, openly weeping about the Yulin Dog Festival.
I almost started crying.
I know! It was, like, the most touching moment. I was just like, Ken, no!
And Lisa literally ran away. Like, couldn't handle it.
Did you notice what she was wearing? Tennis shoes.
I know!
I was like, this is a first. I don't think I've ever seen her.
She's walking weird.
Yeah!
And I'm like, oh, wait, it's just because it's flats.
She doesn't even know how to walk in flats.
Yeah.
Most women have trouble with heels.
Not her.
Not her.
Yeah.
The other way around. Anyway.
I know. It was like, it's a depressing moment to start with, but also necessary. Because,
yes.
Like, I mean, they're all about the dogs, and I think sometimes Ken comes off as...
not as invested or just kind of like along for the ride.
Yeah, like I just don't feel like we see a lot of emotion from him except when it comes to like being protective of Lisa. So
mm-hmm.
it was nice to see this like soft side to him.
Yes.
But so let's fast forward to Kyle's party. I felt very uncomfortable when Lisa Rinna pulled Eileen aside and was like, I have to tell you something.
Right. It was just kind of like you couldn't send her a text or give her a phone call like before all of this was happening. And then when Kyle comes over, I was like, what are you guys doing? And she's like, oh, Kyle. That like tone that she said, oh, Kyle. And I was just like, oh, God.
And was like about to tell her.
Yeah.
And then Carney Wilson, like.
Right.
Saved by the cheesecake.
Saved by the cheesecake. Exactly. But not for long.
Not for long. I will say, so I feel like people are right now divided. Some people think Lisa Rinna the whole time knew she said that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And half the people are like, no, why would she set herself up like that? Like, maybe she just didn't remember.
Yes. I don't know how much she remembered, but I think that maybe once she realized, she was like, oh, I'm going to make this a whole moment. Because it was all very like...
oh, you think she knew from the... She knew and was trying to ramp up the drama?
I think she takes every moment to just be dramatic. Like, not the moment. Don't
mm-hmm.
do it. Anyway, this is what I think.
Well, I will say this. Watching that conversation with Eileen, I found myself kind of in the camp of maybe she genuinely just forgot.
I think that too, though. I think that she genuinely forgot, figured out that, oh my God, I said all this. And then, like, what happened at that party was all very, like, I'm going to pull Eileen aside. And then it's going to be, like, a whole thing.
Right.
But I think that's, again, because she's dramatic.
Right. And I have to say, Eileen just continuously proves to be such a loyal friend. Because, I don't know, that comes off a little crazy. Like, you said this terrible thing, and then you didn't remember. And I've been backing you up. And,
right.
like... oh, crap. Now you're telling you did say it? All right.
Yeah, she was so like, well, that was really surprising.
Yeah.
Or like,
and
I think
like it was disappointing.
Yeah, yeah.
But she was like, I still love you, which I just thought was sweet.
But I think the reason why it comes off strange with Lisa Rinna is because, she started off the conversation with, after thinking about it a lot and talking to Harry I've realized I did say it. And it's like, you had to talk to Harry to figure out if you said something or not. Right. It was such an odd phrasing.
Yeah, for sure.
Which I think maybe that's why people are thinking there was more to it than I really just forgot.
Yeah, true. I could see that. But then it's like she confronts Kim in the middle of all these women.
Oh, my God. Basically, Carney Wilson was all of us during this because she was just sitting there looking at everyone being like, oh, my God, I can't believe that
right.
they're screaming at each other. Like, it's always nice to have, like, an outsider there.
Right. Much like Kim Richards' sponsor.
Yes.
What was her name? Because
Carol?
Yeah. It's something like that because Kim
Caroline?
Was like, by the way, I want you to meet Carol. And then Lisa Rinna so, like, genuinely was like, hi, Carol.
I know.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. And it was just so, like, you can't be screaming at someone and then, like, transition. But maybe you can.
Maybe
if
you
can. You're Lisa Rinna.
Poor Carol, though. She did kind of get, like, dragged in the middle.
I know.
Because Lisa Rinna's like, I think we can move on. Right, Carol? Can't we?
As if Carol can, like, fix all of the problems.
Right.
I did like, though, one of my favorite moments was Pick a lane.
Oh, that was so good.
Go ahead. Let's talk about what it was.
Yeah.
So, basically, Lisa Vanderpump, throughout this whole thing, was very hard on Lisa Rinna. And then at one moment,
she took it easy on Eden.
And then Kyle was like,
that's not true, Lisa. Pick a lane.
I liked it because Kyle was, like, drawing a line, and she's like, this is my boundary,
mm-hmm.
and I'm quickly telling you, back it up, because, like, this is something that will cause a fight between us.
Right. It was, like, such a, like, friendship shorthand of, like, yeah. you better back that up and back it
right.
up quick, you
exactly.
know?
Like, and to Vanderpump's credit, she, like, zipped those lips.
I do like watching Lisa Vanderpump, like, bask in Lisa Rinna squirming.
Right.
Like, because that's exactly, even Lisa Rinna's like, oh, she's loving this. And Lisa Vanderpump, in her interview, impersonating Lisa Rinna, which is one of my favorite things ever.
Right. Which, I love it because it's such a bad impersonation.
I know, it does nothing like Lisa Rinna.
I do remember saying Kim's near death.
But yeah, that's always interesting for me to watch. And then just, like, the crazy exchange between Kim and Lisa.
Yeah. Kim was very strong and very, like, she went in and didn't get overly, she didn't cross a line.
Mm-mm, I didn't think she did. I was very, but she probably knew that she had to, like, really keep it together.
Right. And I thought, you know, she and Kyle have had so many ups and downs in terms of, like, does Kim feel like Kyle's protecting her? And I thought Kyle did a great job in that role, too, because she, at the end of it, you could tell was still not okay with Lisa Rinna.
No, yeah. I agree. And I think that it was nice to see she, like, let, she was, like, there protecting her, but not, it was just very, like, a healthy.
Yes,
like, not
yes.
enabling, like, any of those kinds of rumors that have happened. It was, like, a very just, like, plain protecting my sister, you
right.
know? So that was interesting. But I did like, again, Carney Wilson being like, you have to understand and have compassion for Eden and Lisa who have lost people. And then you guys, she was like this mediator that just like made it all happen. And like she said, look what cheesecake can do.
Right. Exactly. God, I could use some cheesecake right now.
No, why don't we have it? It's not fair.
Next week, invitations to a trip go out.
Oh.
Who will get invited? Who won't? Wait and see.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm also excited for Dorit and Erica to yet again maybe kick some dirt up in the next on.
Yes.
And it's like, that's the first compliment I've ever received from you.
So unnecessary. Just say thank you.
That kind of reaction is kind of like what I feel like Lisa Rinna was doing some of the time. It's just kind of like extra. Like, take it easy. Take a
right.
step back. You're just doing too much with this.
Right.
Like, you're just going to start a fight. You're
exactly.
going to make it worse. Take it easy. But yeah, I was like, ooh, this is not over. Because I've been missing Dorit. I mean, she's there loving cheesecake.
But we haven't seen.
Yeah, she hasn't been the main
focus.
Yeah. So before we get into Vanderpump Rules, we want to let you guys know, you love Housewives. We love Housewives. We love communicating via the Housewives, via quotes.
Yeah.
GIFs.
Yeah.
And now, stickers. You can download a Real Housewives iOS sticker pack that has Kenya Moore twirling, Ramona crazy eyes walking down the runway. We have new ones just added. Erica Jane guffawing. We have Bethany Frankel faux crying. Where are all the hot guys? Remember from her party?
Right, yes.
When Sonya ripped her tooth out from taking off her top or whatever?
That guy's button.
That guy's button. That was that guy's button. I went like this and my tooth popped out. So, yeah. Lisa Vanderpump sipping some tea.
Yeah. And, you know, it's pretty much the only way to communicate these days.
Right. I don't use words anymore.
Right. Who does that? So check him out. The link is in the description. Okay. Send him to your mom. She'll be like, how did you do that? So we're back with Vanderpump. It's still in New Orleans. The guys are in various stages of drag still.
It's the same night.
Yeah.
And things continue to not go well. Now we're seeing Katie's side of it. So Katie's in the room with all the girls and Jax. Of course. Right. He has to be in the center of it all. And she's basically telling them all, yeah, she's very drunk. Also, there's just Four Loko everywhere.
Right. Like, Four Loko.
I know. I haven't drank that since college. And even then, I was like, this is a lot. I'm going to have a sip. Bye, guys.
That is crazy.
So Four Loko is, so that's just the night we're in, right?
Right.
That's the moment that we're in. We're in Four Loko. So she's drunkenly like, yeah, he basically just fucked somebody else. That's what happened. And he never admitted it. And it's kind of like where all our problems come from. And Stassi didn't know because this was at the time when they weren't friends anymore.
Right.
And I love Stassi's reaction because she's like, oh my God, no wonder you guys fight all the time. All of this makes sense.
Right.
It was such an like interesting moment to have her kind of like with new eyes be like, oh. Because I feel like this kind of showed that like maybe it isn't just Tequila Katie. And I feel like maybe other people didn't realize there was like all this going on too.
Right.
And they were just like, no, Katie just goes to the dark side and she's awful. But this added another kind of like layer to like, oh no, it's not just that Katie's awful and she goes to the dark side. There's a lot going on here. And the a lot is Schwartz cheating on her.
Right. And Schwartz decides at one point, like, I should go talk to her.
Because Jax is like, you have to, after, like, sitting in the room with all the girls, is like, you have to go talk to her. Are you sober enough? Which, like, obviously not. He's still in drag.
And he goes and falls off the bed.
It's so good.
And also, I love it when drunk people will argue with other drunk people. You're too drunk to have this conversation. Like, you were both too drunk.
She's like, look at your eyebrows. Yeah. He's like, all right, my eyes are perfect. Both Tom and Jax bring up the fact that, because all of the women are like, he's not marrying her. You wouldn't marry someone that was just mean all the time. He's marrying her because she loves her. And they're like, no, he's marrying her because of the ultimatum, which I totally forgot about.
Yeah, I have to say, that has always rubbed me the wrong way. Ooh. Because I just feel like, exactly. Like, then how do you ever really know?
That's what he wanted.
Yes.
Right, right.
But
it is his decision to do it.
Totally.
He could have gone the other way with the ultimatum.
Yes. Oh, of course. 1,000%. It's not her fault. I just think, don't take the ultimatum.
Right.
Like, gotta.
Right. I know. I wonder how many listeners, did you give your man or woman an ultimatum? I wonder. Because my mom was with my dad for like 7 years, and she just came home one day and was like, what are we doing? Are we getting married or not?
Right.
And like, that's kind of how they decided to get married.
Right. I do have to say, a little different, right? Because it's more of a where is this going conversation versus I better get a ring on my finger.
Right, but that would be my reaction to a ring on a string, too.
Oh yeah. No. We can all agree that was a mistake.
I say bigger than maybe cheating on her.
Right.
I think that is a worse
That was the true crime.
The morning after.
Tom Sandoval wakes up with his nails.
Right, still on.
And oh my God, this is funny because we're about to play the Kristen interview and she talked about like how all the girls were like, you idiot, you glued the nails to your finger. Like, of course they're not going to come off.
Oh, Tom. I want to talk about, well, first of all, I just want to quickly talk about they're putting up the tent in Sur, and I was just there and I sat under the tent.
Oh.
And I was like, I know that tent now. Just a side comment.
It's a good one.
Yeah. But I do want to talk about, speaking of Sir and Pump and Lisa Vanderpump, The fact that she wants Tom Sandoval to be a junior partner.
Like, honestly, that was the twist I didn't see coming.
Right, that was the most shocking thing that happened in this episode.
Because I don't know about you guys, but what I remember about him and his being, like, a venture or
going to places and selling the wine.
Like, he didn't have a plan.
No, he was like, I was thinking we could go to a bar and we're charming and we could just be like, I want to order a Lisa Vanderpump wine. Like, so that was his whole plan.
I was so surprised that she thought, now that's a guy that I want to partner with.
I was shocked.
And I have to say, honestly, even all the meetings I've been in about this show, and I don't know if you have, I haven't heard anything about this, so I don't know where it's going. I'm truly, like, in the dark on this one.
I'm hoping that it's going to happen.
Yeah. Or maybe she sees the footage from New Orleans and is like, never mind.
But, like, we all know Tom's aesthetic. We've seen his hair.
Yeah.
We've seen his music videos. Imagine what that club would be like, restaurant would be. Lounge.
Yeah.
Great, I think.
Yeah. Sexy.
It would definitely be sexy.
Sticky. Hot?
Hot and sticky. Yeah.
The restrooms would come with straighteners in them for the girls and the guys.
Because, you know, unisex bathrooms.
Right.
Or what it's at. Anyway, yeah, I just wanted to mention that being the most shocking thing that happened in the episode.
Yeah, totally. I also just like that this episode really ended on a feel-good note.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Schwartz and Katie had a sort of mending conversation, but, like, who really knows?
I think they just agreed to be like, if we're going to continue, we can't keep bringing this up.
Right.
And he's never going to apologize, and if she's just going to have to accept it. Right. And that's just kind of like, they both were just like, I want to be happy. Don't you want to be happy? Okay, let's just be happy and right. not worry about it. Which we'll see. But everyone says that they're great now.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, he says it, so we have to believe
the horse. That's funny. Okay. So they have a really fun last night. They play Spin the Bottle. Tom and Tom, of course, have to kiss again. Tom gets a lap dance from Katie.
He gives one to Katie.
No, he gives one to Katie. That's what it is. Oh, my God. And it was so awkward but amazing to watch. But the next day, we see Sheena and Shay getting ready to go, and he's, like, seriously talking about their relationship. And she's like, can you hand me my straightener? And just not listening to him at all. And I was just like, oh, this is really brutal to watch.
I know. Because if they were still happy and married, it would be just, like, a funny thing. But now I'm sure that's, like, hard for her to watch.
I can't imagine. I would just be, like, in tears.
You know, we could go into the fact that Kristen and Tom Sandoval had this really crazy conversation in the alley where, once again, I just feel like they were both too drunk to have this conversation.
I mean, he's just like, I just wanted a break.
But, like, why should we talk about it? We can let Kristen talk about it the status of her relationship with Sandoval today. Hi, guys. It's Megan.
And it's Rachel.
And we're here with Kristen Doty.
Yes.
What's up, guys?
How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thank
you. So glad to have you.
I know. Yeah, this is so exciting.
Yeah, we were so excited when we heard you were coming in.
We're like, Kristen. All right. We just have to get into the meat of it.
Okay.
Was the bachelor/bachelorette party at all fun for you, or was it just crazy?
It was so much fun.
Okay, good.
It was so much fun, and I feel badly that Carter and I sort of single-handedly messed up the second night, but at the same time, like the end result was so positive. The timing wasn't the best, maybe, to bring that stuff up to Schwartz, but it was so much fun, and it was really cool for me to watch and see them do, like, the gator thing, and, like, what I mean? I was like, well, that was cool. Like, it was cooler than I thought it was going to be. Yeah. I was like, have fun at your stupid gator outing. Like, we're going to Galatois. Stop that. You know what I mean? But it was so much fun. The last night was by far the best.
That was a good one. I just finished watching that episode. It's very, like, they do love each other.
Yes. It was really uncomfortable to watch Schwartz give Katie that lap dance, though.
I know.
I think Sandoval enjoyed it the most.
So, yeah, you guys kind of fell on the sword giving that information. What was that like, and are you happy that you did it now? And
how do you feel about it?
Yeah, we should mention.
Oh, yeah. Carter's sitting
Carter's
right next
in
to
in the room.
It was like, and it had to be done. And I felt bad kind of the way we did it, but they didn't really show us that Katie was the one who figured it out, basically.
Yeah, herself, I said that. So. I said that at Galatoa. I said, like, I think I repeated myself like 40 million times.
Like, we didn't make this up.
I'm not assuming that Katie feels this way. Katie said verbatim, yes, this is how she feels. And I wanted to make that so fucking clear that that's what was up. And when we watched the new episodes, he just kept saying, Carter kept saying, like, no, this, look what we did. Look what we did. We made everything better.
So did you know going to that groom's lunch that you were going to bring it up? Was this like all planned?
No, not. Oh. It was kind of...
That's so crazy because you both did.
Because I didn't even get to... Right. That was actually weird. Yeah.
No, I didn't. They just started talking about being angry at each other and fighting all the time. I'm like, listen, I don't want to say anything, but I know why she's feeling this way. What I think is...
I'm glad you spoke up.
For you guys having all these fights because they were going head to head pretty bad for a long time. So I know we've talked to Katie and she had mentioned it and that's what was like the root of all the problems she felt like. So I feel like not telling Tom would have just kept it going.
Well, and even if viewers had doubted that you made it up,
right?
Katie says it, ton of times, and she's begging him, like, just admit it,
right? And that's what was so annoying for me to watch because Sandoval is like, this has Kristen's fingerprints all over it. This is propaganda. Stop using the word propaganda. Number one, it is so fucking 2015.
Right.
Stop saying propaganda. Like, get a thesaurus. I'm gonna bring him a thesaurus at the reunion, actually.
Oh, yes, please
make a note about that. I'm going to bring Jax a turkey sandwich and Sandoval a thesaurus because I can't take it anymore. It's like, I don't understand Sandoval's logic, and it's so frustrating and being like, Schwartz is fine. Everything's perfect. Like, what did he say?
He's a battered wife.
The battered wife thing. No, but he goes, no, I know. He definitely didn't. He did not stick his penis inside of that girl. And I'm like, and he kept saying, I was there. And I'm like, you were not in Vegas that time.
Oh,
you
wasn't? Actually,
no. Oh. I have no idea what he's talking about when he kept saying, I was there. He was not on that trip.
Whoa.
Schwartz doesn't even remember.
Right.
Right.
That's what he or maybe says. He was on the trip, but I know that he wasn't in that hotel room.
But he wasn't with that girl in that room.
Jax, right. Watched the newer episode where Jax says, like, well, this is how it played out. Sandoval wasn't there. So I'm like, Tom, just stop it. Like, he drives me nuts.
Well, and we never get an admission from Tom
Schwartz.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are we going to get one?
I think that he and Katie have just, they're at peace with it, and that's all that matters.
Yeah.
I just don't think I don't think details matter.
They just need to talk about it and kind of clear the air a little bit, I guess, so it wouldn't weigh so heavy on her.
Because it seems like at the end of the day, she thinks, no matter what, you did do it. Like, no matter what you say, I think you did. And he says, well, no matter what.
Right. And I honestly don't even think it was about that. I think obviously the viewers and, like, I know Katie and Tom. Like, Katie just wants acknowledgement from him about her feelings, no matter what it's about.
Right.
She's always constantly asking him, like, just acknowledge my feelings, you know?
Right.
So when it came to this whole Vegas girl thing, when we were in New Orleans, she had already forgiven him, truly. It was that he had never looked at her and said, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I hurt you. That's all it was. And the second he did that, it was like perfect.
See, like, the dark cloud leave the room as soon as it happened. Because they came out of the pool right after, and everybody was just like, happy duty.
No more dark side.
Yeah.
Exactly. And they've been great ever since.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what everyone we've interviewed, Jax and Tom, everyone's just like, they're perfect.
It's so, like, yeah. I mean, maybe not awesome. Perfect.
Yeah, yeah. Perfect, but like,
I think, Katie, like, not that she, I don't want to say necessarily insecure, but like, she's sort of insecure. Like, she had like insecurities about like Tom going on boys' nights or going to Vegas or whatever it might be. And right after they got married and came back from their honeymoon, she was like, I don't care.
Yeah.
She's like, go do your thing. We're married now. Like,
yeah. You know, yeah. Life,
and they both are that way. And everything's just cool.
Okay.
Thank God. Because I couldn't do another summer like that.
Right.
So you didn't participate in drag, did you?
I did not.
Thank God.
Why?
Because Kristen said she'd never have sex with me ever again. honestly,
with that beard, kind of, like, no way.
I would have been uglier than Tom Schwartz, so that would have been pretty bad.
That's true.
I don't know. It's Tom Sandoval was.
You considered it.
Very, yeah, I thought about it. I'm like, he did. Maybe I should do it. Like, just I know Schwartz wants to do it. Because he's like, so
it's funny.
Like,
and if Schwartz really wants me to do it, it's funny and whatever. Yeah. But I don't think Schwartz is the one who really wanted it.
Yeah. I think Sandoval definitely pushed it. Yeah. Big time. Because he was obsessed.
I mean, he had two wigs.
Oh, he brought.
Costume he change. Brought
three bags I mean, full of stuff. Like, more stuff for the drag than he actually did for his himself.
Like, oh my God. As a man. He screamed at Carter the night, when he called him Sia that night, like later on. He was screaming at Carter about how much money he spent on everything, and he was so upset.
I didn't even know you were doing that.
Yeah. He's like, you know how much money I spent in shoes and this and that, and you wouldn't even dress up. And he's like crying. We're like, Ariana and I are standing there like, this is not happening right now. Like, is this for real? Like, we're like holding them back while Sandoval's dressed in like a dress and makeup. I'm like, and he's like long, glued his nails on.
Oh my God. So I know, because like the full drag queen. Like, nails.
Yeah,
the nails on
for yeah, the next
Because the next morning we see them. Oh my God.
He's like, you guys, what do I do? Girls, how do I get them off? We're like, dude, you just glued. Oh my God. He
soaked his hand in acetone for like
a can't. Oh yeah. God. And he's like trying to scrape him off. And,
well, no wonder that Sia comment went so badly. He was like really offended. I was shocked how offended he was.
His feelings were hurt.
Yeah.
You really hurt.
Well, they were not being nice about you, so I was like, that's not...
You're like,
I'm going to dig deep.
You
got to
dig deep. Right. You're like, Sia.
Hit him where it hurts. Sia.
It was because so weird.
It wasn't about you, obviously. Right. Like, I feel like every time there's something... someone gets in an argument.
It's always my fault.
Sandoval always brings you up and how bad he used to be. I'm like, you're not even here. Like, why?
Yeah.
Why even talk about it? It's nothing. We're talking about Schwartz and why.
Like, oh, Kristen probably said that I look like Sia. Right. That's why you're saying. It's like, stop making it about me, yeah, Sandoval.
It's not about you. It's about Schwartz and Katie. And
yeah.
Once they.
I'm so important.
Got out of each other's way.
Well, speaking of that fight, it's basic bitch Schwartz's just like go to insults.
Right.
Or is it only when he's drunk? Because he said it a lot.
I know. And oh my God, I'm glad I'm not the kind of person who's like offended by that. Because I'm like, well, I love a good quote. So I'm pretty basic. I love The Bachelor and white
Who
wine.
Who doesn't? I love
so I'm basic. I am a basic bitch. So it's like, yeah, right. I know. But yeah, that is totally his go to. It's so weird. He's like, oh, you're so basic, Dodie. You're such a basic bitch. I'm like, all right. And he's a whore bitch. And I was like, calm down, Schwartz.
Yeah, he took a little far. Granted, he was...
not a whore anymore.
Pretty inebriated. He did apologize.
Oh,
he did. Yeah. He felt really bad.
Aw.
He doesn't stay mad at anyone for a very long time.
Well, he's such a fun drunk. I mean, aside from that, like, he just seemed the most, like, just happy to live his life.
Yeah. He was annihilated. Like, I don't know if I've ever seen him that drunk in, like, the last, what, 8 years that I've known, 7 years.
Well, I don't think we stopped. He didn't have, it wasn't like an hour, he didn't have a beer in his hand from the second we got to the airport.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like when y'all were on the swamp boat thing, I was watching that, like cringing, being like, he's gonna fall in, I know he's gonna fall in. Because he kept like swaying, he was like, I'm hammered. I'm like, dude, you're a fucking mess. Hot Mess Express.
So the snake bit was so funny, too. I thought for sure he was gonna jump backwards and just fly.
Oh, that was right.
Katie was insane.
Oh my gosh.
It's cute though.
So, Kristen, you have a history of dating some beautiful men,
present
company included. Mm. Yes. What's the downside to dating men that are so pretty?
Yeah.
Carter's very pretty, and he knows it. He'll tell me every day how good looking he is. Oh. So
true.
Handsome.
Not true.
He's not as high maintenance as, let's say, my ex-forehead shaving boyfriend, Tom Sandoval. But he does, like, trim his beard every single day, and he does take a way longer shower than I do, and it's really annoying. So, I think if
but
I didn't
I'm always
wear,
ready an hour before you are.
Because I have to do my hair and makeup, and that you don't. Uh-huh. It's hard.
And
makeup
natural.
Takes a long time, and I'm not good at it. Especially if I try to put lashes on.
You
but
you,
if I didn't wear makeup, you would take 20 million times longer. He really does take a really long time to get ready.
Okay, so
that's
downside.
Bogus. Don't believe it.
Downside to having a hot boyfriend.
Yeah.
They take some maintenance.
Yeah, like a lot.
It's not so bad.
Got a maintain.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the end result, you know, it's perfect,
right.
I guess.
I
don't want like a hobo looking boyfriend. Care about.
No one wants to date a hobo.
No.
So in the past, we've kind of seen you, you've shared with us at BravoTV.com spying tips on your boyfriend and things like that. Do you have any new ones? Are you still implementing them with Carter now? Do you have any tips for people?
No, he hasn't really made me do it yet. What were you going
to
say?
No, it's nice that you tell me all your tips. That way I know how to get around. So what else we got?
That's true. Yeah, wait. Maybe I should keep this card out. I'm trying to think of stuff I've said before. I definitely told you guys about the iTunes password thing, which I think is the most important. I was doing something. I was doing like an interview the other day, and they asked me, oh, what my drag name would be. And they're like, you know, like your porn name where it's like the, your middle name or your mom's maiden name, whatever it is.
Street, street.
And I was like, I'm not telling you that. Those are security questions.
Yeah.
Like, are you crazy?
Right, right.
That's yeah.
That's a good so way to get out, that information.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Find out their porn name or whatever.
Yes.
The first concert they ever went to.
Right.
These are all security questions. Yeah.
I thought you just wanted to talk.
No, I really, I didn't care the last what your first concert was. Yeah.
Anyways.
You know, you're put in an interesting situation where you're constantly around ex-boyfriends.
Right.
And their new girlfriends.
Yeah.
So considering your history with Ariana, what did you think about her clashing with Stassi?
I've still to this day don't understand it. Mm. I don't get what her issue is. Like, well, I don't see where Stassi's never done anything to her. And the only thing that I can even slightly come up with is that Sandoval has always had this weird problem with Stassi.
Mm.
And I think it's because Stassi's the number one girl in the group. I'll say it. Like, I joke around. I'm like, oh, I'm the number, you know what I mean? But there's something about Stassi since, obviously, even for the viewers, like, since season one. But if you're friends with her, she just has this leader sort of, I don't know, like, persona about her. Like, she's... You just kind of want to know, like, you're very intrigued by her. And
right.
that's just something natural that she can't help. And I think people get very jealous of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they won't admit that. And I think Sandoval is one of those people. And so he...
Well, he obviously wants to be a woman, so he wants to be...
he wants to be, like, yeah, he wants to be Stassi. That's probably it. And I know, in my experience from dating Sandoval, I've heard the way, like... So he takes a long time to get ready, and he always wants to be, like, fit, and he, like... You know, blah, 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 blah. Everything has to be perfect, right? So I've heard that Ariana's very similar to that. And I think she's even admitted that she takes a really long time to get ready. And when I dated him, it's not that he told me I had to be a certain way, but you just sort of, he has that energy that you makes you feel like you're maybe not good enough.
Mm.
And so I feel like it's his energy about Stassi. That's where Ariana's getting it from. You know what I mean? It's like the only thing I can come up with because... Stassi and Ariana, like, what do they have to fight about?
Right.
It's really weird. So I feel like it's probably, like, Sandoval's energy. I don't know.
Mm. That makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Great deduction skills.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I was just at Sur over the weekend because I went to LA. Yes.
Oh, fun.
And it was awesome. I was so excited.
What did you have?
I had the goat cheese balls.
Thank God.
Of course, how could I not have the goat cheese balls?
They're so good.
They're delicious. And I had a salad.
Which one? Chopped salad?
I got the Greek salad.
Oh, the Greek salad's really good, too.
Yeah. And I had a really good martini. All the drinks.
I was like, what did you have? So what else did you have?
Yeah.
I love Sur food. I Postmates it.
Do you miss working at Sur?
Hell no.
Not at all.
I totally miss waitressing at Sur and slinging crispy chickens in a tiny little dress with my ass showing. No fucking way. No. But I love the food, so I still go there.
Mm.
I, like, call Diana... the manager that basically ended up getting me fired. I'll text her all the time and I'm like, hey, will you put this order in for me? And I'm just going to, like, pick it up in the back parking lot. Or I'll Postmate it.
So you guys have made up?
Yeah, that's what you told her to
say. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I apologize to Diana, like almost immediately. Like, it wasn't her fault. Like, that was so shitty. She's my neighbor, so she lives a couple doors down from us. And, yeah, no, I love her. She's amazing.
That's good.
Yeah, that was pretty fucked up. I shouldn't have.
But, you know, crossfires.
That's your thing.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I wish it would have been someone else, though,
right.
that I told to suck a dick to. Like, anyone else but Diana. Like, she did not deserve it.
How many times has it been the word of the day on the Watch What Happens?
I know, right?
Yes.
Oh, my God, that gif of
you. You're welcome, America.
We want you to weigh in on Jax and Brittany, because you know both.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they're well-suited? Do you think they're in it for the long haul?
I hope so. I hope for Brittany's sake, because I know she is. Mm. You know, and then, I mean, honestly, there's part of me that doesn't hope so if he's not on the same page.
Right.
So I really hope so, because they've put a lot of time and energy in. They've lived together now in their third apartment together. They just moved again.
The new place is pretty awesome.
And, you know, they have two dogs together. And Brittany's just, I think she's is just so beneficial for all of us. Clearly, like, as a friend, she's such a light in our group. And there couldn't be a better person for Jax. I just need Jax to really grasp that.
Right.
You know, Jax gets bored, and that's why he acts out. And like, hence the rumor about Brittany and I. It's like making something like that up, like, because you're bored and you don't have anything exciting going on in your life. It's so annoying. So I hope that he can just be content and happy that he has an amazing life with an amazing girlfriend. So if, as long as he keeps that mentality, then I hope they stay together.
Hmm. So the reunion's coming up.
Oh, God, yeah.
Do you think Lala's going to be there?
I don't know. I have no
idea.
She
was at Pump when I was there.
Really?
Yeah.
Working?
She and James walked through in not work
clothes. It blows my mind that she talks so much about our show and all of us. And then I'm like, and you go to Sir and Pump.
Yeah.
It blows my mind. I don't know. But I don't know. I mean, if she comes, cool. We'll all get to say our piece. Yeah, I got, yeah. I don't know. She and Shay are the two I'm not super sure about.
Do you still talk to Shay?
No, I haven't talked to Shay since before the divorce.
Is it because you guys are angry with him, or you're just trying to be respectful of Sheena?
No, I've talked. So right when they basically stopped living together, like back in October, I haven't talked to him since before then. Because he just sort of fell off the map. Like, you know, we all know he disappeared for like a week, literally. Didn't come home. She was having such a hard time. And then she was considering a legal separation. Obviously, she just decided to get her divorce. And everyone will see that play out at the end of Vanderpump Rules, because they did film about it. And we're going to have to deal with it on the reunion, I'm sure.
Right.
But at first, yeah, I was really pissed off at him. And I just, it wasn't my business to... Like, he obviously would give two shits about what I have to say about that. But then after she signed the paperwork, I actually did text her one day, and I said, because I was still following him on social media. And Carter had a friendship with him in the past that was separate from, like, the group, I guess. And I said, like, should we reach out to him and just see if he's like, doing okay? And she was like, hell no. Like, he just talks shit about all of you guys anyway.
Mm.
He just, I don't know. I don't know what happened with Shay.
It was like overnight.
It was weird.
Was he hanging out with you guys in New Orleans? I mean, we barely see him.
I think it wasn't it like the spray tan that he got before Hawaii. Sheena said it was like coming out of his pores.
Yeah, he got super sick.
He had like this really weird allergy thing. So he really wasn't around. But he doesn't like our group.
No, got it.
And all this bullshit about like, he doesn't really drink, so he doesn't want to hang out. That's bullshit. Which everyone will see at the end of the season what he's really like now and what happened with them. But I'm just so happy Sheena got out of it when she did, and that they didn't have kids already. So it could have been worse.
Is she back out there? Is she like dating?
She's dating someone.
Oh.
Yeah. He's a good guy. I've met him.
A really great guy. I've known him for a long time. Like 3 years, I think I've known him. It wasn't planned, you know, it just sort of happened. She definitely wasn't, I don't think, planning on trying to date. But, yeah, she's happy. It's slow. They're moving slow, but she's really happy.
That's great.
Yeah. I can't, it must be hard to get back out there after that.
Yeah. But it was.
Process a little bit, I think.
Yeah. I mean, but again, like, it wasn't like she was, like, actively, like, seeking guys out. Like, okay, Shay and I are divorced. Now I should go look to find someone.
Right.
It just... You know, when people eventually find out the story, it just sort of happened. And I think it's really great.
And he's not just like a random guy either.
Right.
So,
it's someone that she...
It's James.
I don't want to say
it's James.
It's James!
Spoiler alert! James and Raquel broke up, and Sheena is engaged to James Kennedy.
You heard it here first.
Exclusive.
Oh, man. Blast it all over.
Sorry, Sheena.
Thank you guys so much for stopping by. This is so cool. I'm so excited. Yeah, I guess the only thing we can say that didn't translate over audio was how good looking Carter was.
Yes, he was super good looking. And he had, like, I know they talked about his, like, beard trimming, but his beard looked really good.
I mean, he looked like a guy that grooms himself.
Yes, definitely.
The time in the bathroom pays off, Carter.
Mm-hmm. We enjoyed it. Oh, yeah, and they hugged us. We got to hug them both.
Yeah. Both smelled good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we should mention that Atlanta, Real Housewives of Atlanta didn't air this past Sunday.
And we all cried.
Yeah. Stupid Oscars.
That's the biggest upset about Oscar night.
But they'll be back Sunday, and we're going to be talking about them on Monday.
And can we just say, it is a doozy.
We couldn't wait. I'm sorry, listeners. Yeah. We couldn't wait for you. No, we had to go ahead and watch. But we can talk about it together Monday.
Mm-hmm. In the meantime, you can always tweet us at Bravo TV using the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish. And while you're on the internet, why don't you head over to iTunes or SoundCloud and like us, rate us, and review us.
Yeah, and subscribe.
Yes.
Then Facebook about it.
Yeah.
And then Instagram yourself doing it.
Snap it.